Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
How does Kyrie change what the Nets do?
Well, the Nets, as good as they have been offensively last year when Kyrie and James Harden were playing, when it's been kind of the one-man show for Kevin Durant, or when James Harden has been hobbled, he obviously had the offseason hamstring issue that kind of bled into the start of the season. Their offense has not hummed like we've seen before. It has not lived up to its star power and reputation. And that's because they've lacked shooting. Joe Harris has been out for them, obviously. Patty Mills, they got on a mid-level exception, has actually been really good for the Nets. Kyrie is one of the most dynamic scorers in the NBA, one of the best finishers in NBA history at the rim for being a guard and his size and such. So he completely raises the ceiling of their offense. When Kyrie, Harden, and Kevin Durant have been on the floor for, I think, 16, maybe 17 games total in their Nets career together, they've basically been the best offensive in NBA history if you extrapolated those numbers. So they are an absolute juggernaut when they're all healthy.
Make me a bicycle clown.
You can see that there are a lot of new Bulls fans or old ones that don't remember how the NBA works. Base drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Jason Leisure is going to join me. We are going to talk about the Bears and the Bears presser. There was something I was impressed by inside the Bears press conference. Herbie and I will go through that a little bit later on in the show. It's January 13th. The Bulls play back-to-back games. Brooklyn was interested last night and healthy, although they're not healthy today because Kevin Durant's not playing tonight. Blowouts of even good teams in January and February happen, especially when they play other good teams. If all it took was the Bulls losing a regular season game for you to be like, this team isn't any good. Did you think that they were just going to rattle off 30 out of 32 or whatever? Did you think that that was going to be the case? By the way, they still could, technically. Yes, you're going to run into teams that get you. And there's going to be nights when... How many nights were you looking at the Bulls when they were running up the score on teams being like, "Woo, everything is clicking on all cylinders"? Yes, the NBA is a star-driven league. And those three guys are three of the most impressive offensive players. They are on a list of most impressive offensive players in the history of the NBA. So yes, when they are healthy and clicking, they are going to be difficult to beat. But you shouldn't look at this game and be like, that's it. We're out. Someone texted the show and said, This shows that they're pretenders. I get that it's been 6 years, 7 years, since the Bulls have played meaningful basketball. And I get that there are new people who are jumping in, but y'all need to calm the hell down. Let them match up in a series. Series play out differently than individual games. Why are we doing rudimentary sports radio for people? Like, for Herbie, for real. Like, why do I have to go back to the regular season is different than the postseason? And yes, there can sometimes be markers. And if you want to put a pin in this game and you see a trend continue with the Bulls, great. You can talk about that with the White Sox. Here are some things that we saw throughout the regular season, and those trends ended up playing out in their series with the Astros.
Lawrence, I believe it's just going to be the beginning, as we have the Golden State Warriors game coming up tomorrow, I believe that is. And then on Monday, it is the Memphis Grizzlies. Two of the best teams in the West out there. Memphis playing the best basketball out there in the NBA. So you can theoretically lose three games, and the Bulls fans and the people who are freaking out today just will lose their mind. Told you, not good enough. Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Can we lose that game? Yes, we're supposed to lose that game. Those are three of the best players of basketball
on Earth
ever.
And they played together,
as you heard in the open, for 17 games, and they're the best offense ever if you extrapolate those numbers out.
Yes.
So losing, tough. And it was hard. I quit in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Sure, there's nothing wrong with ejecting.
But stop taking this from there to the next degree.
Right, like we've gone all the way to June. We're all the way to June. Like, oh, there it is. This is what rolling with an NBA team is like. You're going to have blowouts, especially when you're talking about the back end of back-to-backs. Mark it down and then look to see if you see a trend line. But seeing everyone be like, ah! And just go, hey, man, I did not enjoy that game last night, and I didn't watch it till the end.
And think about this. If the Bulls would have won last night in a tight, close, good series, a good game, we wouldn't come in here and be like, man, Bulls are running the East.
Correct.
We wouldn't say that. We'd be like, that's a good game.
I'm glad they won that game, but...
And a lot of people jumped down my throat when I was like, man, J.J. Redick is giving great analysis because he said the Bulls are like the fifth best team in the East. That might be true, but they're playing really good basketball. And what J.J. Redick was saying last night in the pregame meant some good stuff. Like, he acknowledged the Bulls are good, but he also was like, what are we doing? It's the Nets. Like, yes, they haven't played up to the Nets standards, but when the playoffs comes, these veterans will get their bodies right, and I guarantee Brooklyn will take the fines at home games when Kyrie can't play in New York, and they'll take whatever it needs to be because he'll play those games.
Yeah, that seemed to be very clear messaging that was happening in last night's broadcast. We're going to take a break. We're going to shift the focus. We'll talk with Joe Ostrowski, talk with him about NFL playoffs. Get you some picks, and I can't wait to talk with Joe about the Bears. That's next here on The Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station. Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When Early Odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
I'm Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
Joe joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. There's a lot to talk about with wild card or mega wild card weekend upon us, because there's going to be games Saturday, Sunday, and one game on Monday night for the first time. So we're going to talk with Joe about that. His segment is being brought to you by PointsBet. And when I go over the lines, all the lines have come from PointsBet. Joe, welcome to the show.
Oh, I don't like that tone.
Well, look.
I'm getting set up for something. I could just tell. I know you too well. I don't even see you on the video, but I know you're up to no good. What is it, Lawrence? How you doing?
There are two things here.
Yes.
First of all, we need – all right, let's do the fun part first. You were called pal last night by someone?
Yeah. Yeah, I was called pal.
By someone that you know who you think forgot your name.
I've known for years, but I see them maybe once or twice a year. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they forgot my name. But in the moment, I also forgot their name.
Oh, did you respond with pal?
We were walking past each other, and I didn't recognize him until we were like 3 feet apart, and he's going one direction, I was going the other. We just kept it moving. We're in the gym, right? So you don't have to stop and chat. I mean, all the old people do that. None of them have headphones. They're not listening to music or podcasts or anything. But we just went about our workout. But I said, hey, how you doing, type thing.
And obviously, like, we do this on the show all the time where we talk about our favorite ones of these, like whether it's Buddy or Chief or, hey, that guy. You know, we do all
Look,
this
guys,
stuff.
We have to stay strong. If you don't stand with your fellow Canadians, then you are a rat.
Don't call me a rat, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, friend. He's not your friend, guy. I'm not your guy, buddy.
He's not your buddy, friend.
I'm not your friend, guy.
Exactly.
Or big guy.
Big guy, that was Lovey Smith's big one.
I don't like any of them.
Hey, big guy. But here's the thing. I don't know if the irony got past you.
It did.
That your name is one of those things. Like, in Chicago specifically, that's why we had this open.
Where we come from, we say Joe. Everybody call each other Joe. It's part of a language you must know. What's up, Joe? What's up, Joe?
That was like 20 years ago. Nobody walks around and said, what's up, Joe, anymore.
Yes, they do. What's up, Joe? What's up, Charlie? Like,
those two names are synonymous with people in Chicago.
It's still happening?
Yes, it's still happening in pockets.
Where we come from, we say Joe. Everybody call each other Joe. Part of a language you must know. What's up, Joe? What's up, Joe?
What about Ace?
I don't know if anyone's saying Ace. Like the movie Casino, Ace Rothstein. We're not doing that, are we?
No, I don't. I'm out of it. I didn't even know the Joe thing was still happening. I remember when I was living in the city, it was happening a long time ago when I was starting out at the Score. I was still going to Columbia College, but I didn't know. That, I think you made that up. That's fake news.
There's a whole song. How old is that song? Play it for him
that
again.
That was for Joe Bartosz.
Play it for him again so he understands. This used to be.
Where we come from, yeah! We say Joe. Everybody call each other Joe. It's part of a language you must know. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
See? What's up, Joe? All right. So there's the fun part.
That's the irony you were talking about. Okay.
Yes. So, Joe, I'm just going to lay out here. Yeah,
Alabama.
No, I do not want to talk about that.
Roll damn Tide, baby.
Herbie texted me like an hour before kickoff. He's like, Joe, Alabama, +2.5. Just seems too good to be true.
It really did.
It is. That means it is.
You know when I knew that they were going to lose? When they didn't convert the two-point conversion. Mm-hmm. When it was 18-13, I was like, they're losing this game. Yeah. And the reason why, like, if it were 20-13 and Stetson Bennett felt pressed to score a touchdown, they would have had an advantage. Once they didn't make, I was like, it's over. Jameson Williams got hurt, like all that stuff. Like they won't be able to rally, and they didn't. They tried, and of course the preseason rankings, like the two early rankings come out, and Alabama's number one, which I'm sure Georgia is like, for real, like for real. It's ridiculous. But no, I don't want to talk about that.
I know.
I want to know what you thought of what the Bears did on Monday.
I was on the air when it happened and got word, like everybody else, of the head coach as expected and had the same reaction as most. If you saw it in real time, okay, now do pace. Now do pace. And you only had to wait a few minutes and it happened. And it was just perfect that the Bears tweeted out that they had relieved Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, because that's how I felt. I felt relieved because I was very concerned. I really want to know if Bill Polian got him fired. I know it doesn't matter at this point, but I really want to know. I mean, we've gone over the resume countless amount of times, and I feel kind of naked this week, Lawrence. Like, what's my identity? I was the anti-Pace guy. Like, what do I do now? Honest, I can't tell you how many tweets I've received. When are you changing your profile picture?
You should never change it.
Never forget.
Never forget. And for those of you who don't know, you should be following Joe on Twitter. You can follow him at Joe Ostrowski. He finally bought it off of that guy. So if you go to his profile, it's just the still picture of Pace hiding behind the door.
Right.
So I don't think you should ever change that because it's just brilliant.
I'm not going to find anything that good. And nobody wants to see this ugly mug.
I disagree with that.
You agree with that?
No, I mean, do not.
Yeah, I'm happy. So then after Monday's performance, and I did share the same thought, and I think you guys mentioned a couple times on the air, why didn't they just wait a day? It would have looked a lot better.
They should have just taken in the good feelings that Bears fans had towards the franchise. Maybe then you have another day to look over that opening statement, which was ridiculous. Maybe then you can get yourself ready for the Olin Krutz question and do a little due diligence instead of besmirching a fan favorite and franchise great player. Mm-hmm. You know, you could do all of that stuff. And you can say, you know what's not a good idea? Having Ted here.
Yeah. Team Olin 100%, by the way. And I'm glad he's still making his thoughts known. I loved every second of that. Listen, after Monday afternoon's performance by George, I mean, yeah, he couldn't be more out of touch. But my initial reaction that day, while I was angry, and many of us in the air were, and some fans that were listening along, we have to keep in mind that most fans, I don't think they heard that. I don't think they know what happened there. And I could tell that because the next day I saw more Bears gear than I've seen since 2018. I saw Bears flags all over my neighborhood. And I guess that's because they're supporting me for the Ryan Pace firing, mostly.
They are. I mean, they know that you were instrumental in getting him fired. Maybe Bill Polian listens to Early Odds and heard you go off. And he's like, this guy Ostrowski, he's got it all figured out. Get Pace up out of here, too.
I mean, I've started to talk about Virginia. Virginia, can you fire another son? But that's probably what needs to happen. His record is worse than all of them. And by Monday afternoon, my reaction was, I was so right. I can't root for this. I don't want him to win. I don't want George to win. And that kind of lingers. I wonder if it's going to change once they finally make their decisions. I assume that I'll get excited and hopeful for the future, and, you know, I'll do some mental gymnastics and figure, well, you know, Pace is the one I wanted for many, many years, since 2019. I looked at my tweets when I wanted him first fired. I think it was 2019, the year after the 12-4 season. I was done with him.
Hey, man. He had had some seasons before that, so it's not
I had questions, but it wasn't a popular move at that time. But, yeah, I feel like I'm in a trick spot here, but I'm happy they did the right thing. How they got there, I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know. I'm comforted by the names that are out there.
I agree.
If they go head coach first, it better be a home run. It better be, because that's the only way it's going to go. Now, I don't see that happening. That's typically not how they operate. And if you go home run, that means you're getting a head coach that's going to have a lot of say, if not majority of the say, in personnel decisions. So I'm also not quite sure that I love that move. My initial reaction with some of the names out there is, oh, yeah, I like Flores. That would be a big move. But then, you know, some of the reports, seeing some stuff surface, don't know how factual all of it is. I'm not quite sure about that one. Not as comfortable.
The spreads that we're going to use are courtesy of PointsBet. Looking at the games on Mega Wild Card Weekend. So I'm looking at this
Super or Mega?
Super, Mega,
okay.
Wild Card. I don't know what it is. I just know that people won't be in my house, which does make me sad, because this is usually a lot of fun when we all get together for this stuff. So I'm looking at these games, and I'm trying to find, like, where's something interesting? Where's the inequity? So for me, I'm looking at Bills Patriots for a lot of reasons. And the reason I'm looking at it is, it's something that you point out all the time. The weather factor. And the weather factor is not just cold. Usually wind is a bigger player in the weather factor. And the winds are supposed to be howling again. And the what I keep looking at for that game is the over-under. And I keep going, I remember that last game those two guys played up there in Buffalo. This feels like an opportunity for Bill Belichick to try and do that again and slow this game down. And the under 44 looks attractive to me.
Before we dive into that game a little bit, something that you do want to keep in mind once we go from the regular season to the playoffs, quarterbacks making their first start in the postseason. Historically, it's been rough. It takes a little time to figure things out. We have five quarterbacks making their playoff debut this weekend. Two of them are facing each other, Vegas and Cincinnati with Carr and Burrow, New England with Mac Jones, Philadelphia with Hurts, Arizona with Kyler Murray. And you also want to consider head coaches that are going to be coaching in their first playoff game. So you're looking at the total. Interesting point is that the wind, so far, the reports are not about the wind. It's all about the cold weather. So that has not moved it a half a point. And we always talk about that. We remind people it's about the wind. It's not about the cold. However, what is one of the big talking points with this game? Josh Allen in freezing temperatures. We're talking about a five-game sample. So now we're getting to the point where, okay, maybe it actually means something. But he has a losing record in freezing temps. Buffalo quarterback. Better figure it out, because this is what you're going to be doing your entire career if the team's any good. Six touchdowns, seven interceptions, 167 yards per game, a 62 quarterback rating, and only completing 50% of his passes. So that is a big talking point this week. Josh Allen, how is he going to perform? I mean, you want to talk about high variance, Lawrence. Is there another player in the NFL that is to the level of Josh Allen? If he's on his game,
he's terrifying.
He can take them to the Super Bowl and win the whole thing. He could also lose this weekend. And that's how bad he is at times. They could be a one and done. Curious to see how Bill Belichick handles things. I think they're going to go heavy run like we saw in these two matchups. They were able to have some success doing that. So the matchup sets up for this. It's strange to see Belichick, one, participating in Wild Card Weekend, which doesn't happen. And now he's an underdog in Wild Card Weekend. He covers 67% of the time in the regular season as an underdog. Yet you mentioned that first game, three pass attempts from New England. Then Buffalo took care of business in the second game. Allen was awesome. Passed for 314. He ran for 64. No turnovers in that game. If Allen's on his game, there's no stopping Buffalo. They're going to win. They're going to cover. I like New England in this spot. I'm a little concerned about McDermott and his conservative nature. I think Buffalo does win, but winning by more than four, I think you're asking for a lot against Belichick.
Why are the Cowboys only a three-point favorite?
Because the metrics love the 49ers right now. It's, if you're into Football Outsiders DVOA, they're top five offensively, passing and rushing. And I think your average sports fan, and I'm not saying they're wrong, but when you look at the quarterback matchup of Dak versus Jimmy Garoppolo, most people are going to say Dak. Garoppolo's had a better season. He's been very strong in the second half. Dak got out of the gates red hot in the first six weeks. Then he went through some struggles, and then recently they've had some 50-point games. So people think the Cowboys' offense is back on track. I'm not sure about that. Very soft schedule down the stretch. Last week when they put up over 50 against the Eagles, it was against second and third stringers. A couple weeks ago, the football team is fighting on the sideline. Very advantageous schedule. So that's why the number's three. I don't think it's going to move. Injury news to pay attention to. Trent Williams has not been practicing this week for San Francisco. Probably the best offensive tackle in the NFL. He's not been practicing. He says he's going to go, dealing with an elbow. Tyron Smith, he always seems to be injured. He's been limited this week for the Cowboys. Another terrific offensive lineman. But that's the reason that the number's three. Shanahan, he's really good. Covers 60% of the time as an underdog. I lean San Francisco. I think this is going to be your best game of the weekend. I'm a little concerned defensively for Dallas because of the takeaways. And I give them full credit for this turnaround on defense and what Quinn has done there. Number one in the NFL in takeaways, but some of that stuff is very, very fluky. Now, if Garoppolo's going to throw one of his bad picks, which he does in way too many games, well, the Cowboys are going to win. I mean, you talk about a season by Diggs, 11 interceptions. That is more than any player in the last 40 years. The problem is, his coverage is pretty poor, but as far as turnovers, no team has touched the Cowboys this year. And another reason, I think the majority of the public also underrates how good Deebo Samuel is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that dude, just look at his game log and how they've involved him in the run game in the second half of the season when Garoppolo started to turn it on. I mean, now that he's on everybody's radar, I think moving forward, he's going to be viewed as a top 10 player in the league.
Joe, as always, I appreciate the time and the information. Thank you very much, sir. I'll talk to you next week.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you.
What I do now?
Because, I mean, you're coaching. You're there's all sorts of stuff that's going on with you. And it's great. Like, it's great. It's great. And I'm sure that you're going to – I will be asking you to shepherd me through my first betting wild card weekend now that I've got everything all set up and I'm ready to go. I got some ideas on some plays.
Okay. You're going to have to bet Kansas City on Sunday if you want to sit through that one.
Yeah, I really don't. But I do want to bet Kansas City because I think they're going to tear them apart. But
I don't think that's a bad idea. A quick note on that. Kansas City -7 in the first half. Pittsburgh has been doing nothing early in games. Nothing.
And they're bad. Yes. They snuck in because Brandon Staley's stupid. All right, okay. So, Joe, I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
That is Joe Ostrowski. You can check him out on Early Odds here on The Score, the BetQL Daily Show. He does a great job. BetQL Daily right now has got a great contest going on. You need to go there because they're offering you an opportunity to win $2,000 and maybe even $10,000. So go to BetQLDaily.com and you will get yourself all set up. We're going to take a break. when we come back. I want to get back into the Bulls a little bit. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station. It's time for the 2-Minute Report. 2 minutes.
What?
Not one, but two.
Oh, say less.
It's time for the 2-Minute Report on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Can't wait. Here's Paul on a 3-on-1. And the lob and the dunk. Zach LaVine with a slam dunk.
Harden, right corner Mills for 3. And Patty Mills is on fire off the bench. He has buried 3 threes. He's got 11 off the bench. Kamar tied up by Edwards. Ball, quick pass. Baseline left LaVine to the rim. And a two-handed dunk. Oh, my goodness. What a slam. Far corner LaVine for 3. Rim, no. Pulled down by Alfonso McKinney. No. Tip with the right hand. Boots good. That's how you crash the glass.
And that's what I like. Get two guys on the offensive boards right there. You get a good shot. Just doesn't fall, but guys, keep it alive and get 2 points out of it.
We're tied at 71. Now he steps back for 3, and Harden buries it. Timeout. Billy Donovan. Mills unattended. Left side 3. Got it. Durant off the dribble. Right side 3 up and good on McKinney.
He's got 17 here in the third.
Right quarter, Kyrie Irving against Ayo Dosunmu. Up good. Boy, that was a very tough, tough shot.
This is a 21-4 run.
How about that? 101-79 Brooklyn. Mills, top side, twists, turns, and nails another 3. Patty Mills. And this is the Patty Mills we saw quite a bit, obviously, with the San Antonio Spurs. He's 5-6 beyond the arc. He's got 17 off the bench. LaVine tried to drive into a double team. Ball knocked loose. Diving for the ball is Bembry. Rolls the ball ahead to Griffin, to Edwards with the left-handed dunk. What hustle on the part of the Brooklyn Nets. Bodies flying left and right. And for the Nets, boy, their entire bench is greeting this unit as they're coming off the floor, Bill, to our right to celebrate what we just saw. DeRozan and the ball stripped away by Blake Griffin to Mills diving, gives it up to Bembry. Oh, he had Edwards open, and the trailer Mills steps in right side 3, nails another 3-ball. His 6th. He's got 20 off the bench. Harden with a nasty crossover on Ayo. He froze Ayo, leaning over that crossover, the ankle crossover, and just buried his 5th triple. He's got 25, and the Nets are 16-30 beyond the arc. And the final score, Brooklyn 138, Bulls 112.
Yeah, it was really ugly last night. Highlights courtesy of The Score. Chuck and Bill on the call, 138-112, and it wasn't that close. Brooklyn outscored the Bulls 39-19 in the third. Then they went on like this crazy run because the game, like, if you want to look for something that was encouraging, the Bulls kind of played poorly for even the first half of the game. And they were tied at 71 in the third, and then it was just over. Like, it was a wrap after that. Brooklyn shot 56% overall, 53% from 3. Bulls got out-rebounded in this game. Harden with 25 points and 16 assists. I thought that he played amazing last night. Durant with 27 and 9. The Patty Mills thing, 6-for-8 from 3, he had 21 points. But I don't think that you should allow this to completely color the way that you look at the Bulls overall. It's January. You got to get your rhythm back as a fan. And games like this, especially because you stayed up late, so you're probably extra cranky, games like this hurt, but it's January. Bulls made news. I mean, Bulls. The Bears made news in January. Jason Leisure is going to step in, and we are going to talk with him about what it was like to be a part of that press conference. That's next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.